What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go ahead and grab another phone call from Clint in Las Vegas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Well, one thing with Justin, John McCain is a Rothschild agent. Back in 2008, when his campaign was bankrupt, he went to England to the Rothschild castle and came back with $100 million, and he laughed about it. And so, just like Hillary, he's a Rothschild agent. But I wanted to go on. I want to talk about Trump's security. And I keep playing back the Kennedy thing in my mind, how they constructed this plot, this conspiracy, right under the nose of the Attorney General. And it's not enough to put a security bubble around Trump. He has to do more than that. He has to turn the surveillance state against the very top suspects. And by that, I mean Hillary, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, where they can't pick their nose without, you know, they're onto something. You know, they're doing something. Something's going on here. I just want to get here. I'm sure Trump's thought about this. He did not get where he's at by being stupid. He's got to assume that something's in the works.
Well, I'm sure that he realizes that he's in a great deal of danger. That's why he's keeping his private security. And the good news is the private security and the Secret Service protective detail are reportedly working together very well. You know, ultimately, Trump knows he's taking a risk. And that was apparently a risk he was willing to take. There were some times during the campaign where we could see he was wearing body armor underneath his suit coat. So he's well aware of the danger. Anybody who stands up to that establishment to speak truth to power, to strike a blow for liberty, do so at risk of life, limb, fortune, and family even. And look at all those people who were dying mysteriously in the final weeks of the election. Seth Rich, John Nash, all these live liabilities. I'm not surprised this MI6 agent's gone into hiding because he's now seen as a possible threat to a lot of people.
Or the head of the Clinton Foundation. He's apparently gone into hiding, or his body's going to turn up somewhere. One more thing. Remember that video that came out about this black lady who's apparently squatting at Trump Tower, and Trump let her stay there, and she's been there like 8 years? Was that authentic, or did that turn out to be a hoax?
You know, I actually didn't spend much time looking into it. It sounded like a feel-good story. I understand that he did let her stay there. For how long, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'll let you go from there, Mike. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Errol in the Netherlands. Errol, aloha. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Mike. First of all, I want to... hello?
Yes.
Yes, hello, Mike. First of all, I want to wish you a very new, happy new year, and for Claire also. And I want to say about Donald Trump, and we have forgot about the Yemenis people from Yemen. What have they done to the Yemenis people? Nobody is talking about that in the mainstream media, the so-called mainstream media. We call it the fake media nowadays. But we are going to watch it because the Arabs, we must not put it on one straight line. We must see. There are some forces, the Yemenis people are so subject of annihilation. You know annihilation? They are being destroyed. And nothing in the Dutch media, in the American media, in the Russian media, I don't hear nothing about it.
Well, we're covering
Yemenis
it.
People,
we're,
the Yemenis
we're
people
it.
Are the subject of elimination. So I just want to make this clear. Just like the Palestinians, the Yemenis people are now suffering. And that is just what I want to make clear. Because I don't see that in the mainstream media or in the independent media. Nothing. Nothing at all. So I just want to make clear, the Yemenis people are suffering. And we need to put an eye on that situation, what they are doing with them. Because
we have been,
when we are not doing, when we are not looking at them, then we are going to go straight back to exactly the same thing that we are talking about. Thank you, Mike.
All right, hang on a second. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We do talk about Yemen. It's not a top priority with everything else that's going on, but we do talk about Yemen all the time in the context of this ongoing pattern of covert and sometimes overt U.S. overthrows of legitimately elected democratic governments and the imposition of puppet rule, which now the whole world realizes the U.S. has been playing this game over and over again since the end of World War II, Iran in 1953, Chile in 1973. Ukraine hasn't worked out too well, and they did it in Yemen, and they did it in Libya, and the people of Yemen and Libya are saying, we do not want to live under foreign puppet rule, and they're fighting back. And so the U.S. is basically going on in and pounding all these people to teach them the lesson that once you are conquered by the American Empire, you will stay conquered. And they're not actually winning the hearts and minds of the people this way.
So what I want to say to you, let Donald Trump talk about the Yemeni people. So the
He already has. He's already come out and said... Well, under his administration, this foreign intervention policy is going to end.
Mike, listen, I just want to say, let Donald Trump talk about the Yemeni people just like the Palestinian people. And then we can make a deal with the Israeli people. Because there are some Israeli peoples that are in conflict with the Yemeni and the Palestinians. So we're going to see what has become of that moment in time. Because we are now in a moment of time that is so perfect. We are now on the 13th of February, of January. We're going to see something on the 20th of January. It's okay or it's not okay. We're going to see something or we're going to see nothing.
Well, it's going to be a very long time from now to the inauguration. We're seeing all this posturing, this attempt to sell a war, and there could still be some kind of a desperate effort to get Donald Trump removed and let Mike Pence take the Oval Office. We're hearing from all the liberal buttercups and the snowflakes that they're actually convinced they're going to start nationwide riots that will force Congress to remove Donald Trump. Personally, I don't think it's going to happen because of the track record of failure ever since the election itself, plus the fact that we're dealing with an exceptionally hard winter that for most of the country, people are just going to want to stay inside and stay warm. We could actually see this inauguration underneath a blizzard, and that would really make it impossible for all of these Black Lives Matters and feminists and everything to show up there and cry at Donald Trump's inauguration because they'd have icicles hanging off their face.
I will say one thing to you. Yes? Okay. This is the last thing that I'm going to say to you for this year. Because okay. I see what you have. Follow me on, what is it, Scene Life. Follow me on Gap. Follow me on VK, you know?
Yes.
Follow me on Yandex. Listen. The establishment is done. It's done. And when they're going to go further, they have got a very big problem. And the very big problem is not only with the people from America or from Russia or from Europe. You know where the problem is? From the people from all the world. From all the world.
Oh, yeah.
I just want
absolutely.
To say this. Yeah, exactly.
It's a pushback.
Listen, Mike. You have put this on your website. I like that so much. I just want to say to you, go on with that. We are the new generation, and they can't stop us. When they want to stop us, they can't. Because you know why they can't? Because we have got so many alternatives. We've got so many programs. We are programmers. I myself are a programmer. I program computer programs. We can do so much things. They have no idea what we can do in the future. They are thinking, okay, this is it. Okay, this is... No. We have already owned them. We own them. Mike, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Later.
All right, we're going to let you go here. And before we take the next call, I want to respond to some of that. I don't like framing what's going on right now in terms of we own them. Because what's really going on, it is a case of a corrupted globalist oligarchy self-destructing. And partly it's because they overused the policies of lies and deception and got caught. Partly it's because of this habitual problem of going with an idea that sounds good at the first pitch session, but they don't think it all the way through. Flooding Europe with the refugees, for example. And so I think what we're seeing is a globalist empire that wasn't quite established, already collapsing from its own internal rot and corruption. And everybody who was part of that empire is going to go down with it. That's a separate issue from what's going on in the media, because what we're seeing is an evolution of the flow of information in the population. It is as dramatic as when the movable type printing was invented, books became inexpensive, literacy exploded, and all of a sudden the ruling class were not the only ones with books, and they weren't able to just sit there and say, this is what the book says, you will believe me, because people could now get their own books and check for themselves. And those institutions that could evolve to the new reality of a better educated middle class are still with us. And those entities and institutions that could not adapt went extinct, and we're going through the same thing again, because the internet and the independent media have fundamentally changed the way information flows through society. And what we're seeing right now is a government and a corporate media unable to evolve to adapt to that new reality. And it's time to declare them an endangered species and put them in a little protected reserve out there somewhere in the Arizona desert with a fence around them and water and everything to protect those last few surviving samples of the almost extinct species here. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, you know, this guy, John, I mean, what was his name, John, that guy from Germany there? He's absolutely right. I was thinking if Trump goes with the neocon line, I'm going to drop him. He's going to lose my support like a stone, and I'm not the only one, trust me. I think, you know, we need Mike. We need to draft. We need to draft it again, because only with a draft. Now you got 18-year-olds can vote. Plus you got their parents, their relatives, and grandparents, and cousins, and uncles, and aunts, whatever else. Okay, that would stop this nonsense. Now these politicians, most of them never even served a day in the military, or if they did, like a madman like McCain lost his mind.
He actually betrayed his country. McCain betrayed as he committed treason. He actually made propaganda videos for the North Vietnamese.
I've been trying to find that. I can't find it yet. I've been trying to find that.
Search it on YouTube. Somebody made a YouTube video about it. They've got the actual radio broadcast and the whole history of that.
Okay. But I'm saying, you know, I think if you had a draft, this nonsense would stop. Then you would see people really take to the streets. As far as you see both the neo libs and the neocons be put in their place. I really can't stand those people, Mike. I hate these people because they will get people killed and they don't care because they themselves, nobody's shooting at them. They'll make sure their kids don't.
No, we're just gaming chips. We're just gaming chips in the great game. We've got millions of chips to spend on this whole thing. The legislation for a new draft has actually been sitting in Congress. And for a while, they were going to draft young ladies into combat roles. Now that part has thankfully been rescinded. What they're waiting for is some kind of an event that will persuade the American people war is necessary. Then they'll push the draft through, and there won't be any opposition to it. The problem with that is, okay, that in order to stage a false flag or whatever, and I'm still very concerned about those Junker T-72 tanks that Ukraine has, you have to have a public that's predisposed to believe the propaganda, and our government doesn't have that anymore.
But I'm really getting concerned when I see, like, this guy that, what's his name, Mad Dog Mattis, and even Antillison, all you know, switching now, saying, oh, Russia's most dangerous threat and blah, blah, blah. Even Iran is talking about Iran, you know, what a threat Iran is.
Yeah, but again, you have to take that with a grain of salt. These guys want to be confirmed into their positions in the Trump administration. They're telling Congress what they think Congress wants to hear. They're pandering to the John McCains and Lindsey Grahams out there. And I wouldn't actually wager any money that what they're saying is really what they think and feel and believe. And in any event, regardless of what they themselves think, they're answerable to President Trump. President Trump sets the policy and the agenda, and anybody who challenges that is going to get pink slipped.
Yeah, but he started switching around. He said again he thinks there's a good chance he won't get along with Putin and this and that. And you know, who do you think he'd rather face, him or Mrs. Slick Willie there? And you know,
Hang on, Mark. One comment, then I'm going to let you go. I think you are still buying into too much of the third party reporting about Donald Trump, where it's reported he says this, it's reported he says that, and then 2 days later it comes on out and said, no, that wasn't said at all, or it was quoted out of context or selectively edited. And at this point, again, let's give the man his 100 days in office and see what's really going to be going on. My top concern right now is this very obvious attempt to start a real war with Russia before Trump can even get into office. And I think we need to be focused on that. So thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. Get on back to the news here. Interesting little story just broke in Sputnik News. This individual, this ex-MI6 spy, Christopher Steele, who was the source of this unsubstantiated claim that Donald Trump and two prostitutes defaced the bed where the Obamas had slept in the presidential suite at the hotel in Moscow. He's also the same guy who was the FBI's sole source linking the FIFA corruption scandal to Russian gangsters. And it was on the basis of that information that the FIFA presidency was changed, and the new FIFA president said that Russia could no longer host the 2018 World Cup, tried to take it away from him. So this guy's got a long history of manufacturing anti-Russia propaganda. Lying for the U.S. government is big business. Business is good. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Interesting news. Marine Le Pen, who is now leading the polls for France's presidential elections, was spotted in New York at the Trump Tower. The conclusion, obviously, is that she's there to meet with President Donald Trump, talk about aligning France and the United States outside of the sphere of the globalists. Now, Donald Trump is already making decisions about the decor in the Oval Office, and one of the things he's done that has been very thrilling to people in Great Britain is he's ordered that the bust of Winston Churchill that was there for several presidential administrations, and it was removed a while ago, and I forget which president removed it, but he's said that that has to come back. The bust of Winston Churchill will be restored. So that's a good thing here. Now then. As you probably already noticed, Congress, in anticipation of the Trump presidency, is already preparing to do the repeal of Obamacare. And basically, the Senate has taken the first step by passing a budget resolution passed along party lines. And basically, the next step is instructing two House and two Senate committees to come up with plans to roll back that health law, basically wipe it on out. Now, obviously, in there, there needs to be a provision for people who lost their own health insurance. Remember when Obama said, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan? Turned out to be one of the biggest lies come out of his mouth. And people lost their previous insurance. It even happened to me. I mean, I had to go on to an Obamacare-compliant plan. Well, if Obamacare gets rolled back, this opens up the possibility that some health insurance companies are going to say, we don't want you back as a customer. You're too sick. You're too ill. You're too old. And some provision has to be made for them. At this point, if anybody from Donald Trump's administration is listening to my show, and I figure it's an even money bet, I think this cannot be an administration of half measures and compromises. What is needed are dramatic, draconian solutions. Maybe we need a national health care system like they have in Canada or France. But one thing that we definitely need to do is pull back from this paradigm of constantly treating chronic symptoms at tremendous cost to one of actually trying to avoid illness and disease in the first place. And I'll give you a good example of why that's so important. Autism was unheard of before the 1940s. It's not an historic disease like plague or measles or any of those others. It was first noticed and described in the mid-1940s. Just a few years after, vaccine companies started using the mercury-based preservative thimerosal as a vaccine preservative. And autism diagnoses have been climbing exponentially ever since. Today, the stark reality is it's an epidemic, an unacknowledged epidemic. One out of every 45 American children are going to be diagnosed autistic, always after they get this huge number of mandated vaccines. And by the way, if you have not seen the documentary Vaxxed, you need to. It's on pay-per-view on Amazon Prime. And you can get the DVD from Amazon, or even you can order it on eBay now. It's available there as well. At the current rate of growth, by the year 2030, half of all children will be diagnosed as autistic. The problem shows no sign of slowing whatsoever. That means the children born in 2030, half of them will be unavailable to the workforce. And a significant portion of the available workforce will be used up caring for these autistic children. And that means we're simply not going to have enough workers in other sectors of our economy, like manufacturing, construction, agriculture, and so forth, to run the nation. At some point, there will be so many autistic people, there won't be enough workers left to run the country. We're looking at a systemic collapse. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the program, the crybaby, whiny, liberal, buttercup, snowflakes, whatever they're calling themselves, have whipped themselves up into a frenzy for the inauguration on the 20th, vowing to make it the most chaotic inauguration day in American history. And their stated goal is to disrupt the inauguration festivities as much as possible. And they're talking about civil resistance, civil disobedience. Others are talking about blockades, jumping the barricades, throwing projectiles, and citywide paralysis. They're not going to be happy until they start a civil war. Now, there's an article that came out over in RIMF.com talking about this overwhelming opposition to Donald Trump from taking office by the entrenched oligarchical establishment, who are now basically broadcasting their existence to ordinary Americans, who up until now was oblivious. They were oblivious to what was going on. And apparently the establishment is still holding out a hope that by some means, fair or foul, they can still stick Hillary Clinton in there, or at least hand the White House to Mike Pence, who's a little bit more tameable and controllable in their view. And they were trying with this riots after the election, threats against the electors, an attempt to block Congress accepting the electoral votes results. Now all this nonsense about Trump is a Russian stooge. He's going to be influencing the United States on behalf of Russia, and that can't be allowed because that's Israel's gig to run our country. But everything they do is broadcasting their existence to ordinary Americans who up until now really weren't paying attention. And as we keep saying here on this show, the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. They're talking about using the 25th Amendment as soon as he is in office to remove him because he's obviously a puppet for Russia. Really? Can we go back and talk about how Hillary Clinton sold 25% of America's uranium reserves to a Russian company? Can we go back and look at that? Talking about Russian puppets. Now, the GOP Congress, I don't think you're going to see a lot of people deserting him and supporting the impeachment, let alone removal from office. Impeachment exists for high crimes and misdemeanors, and Trump has not committed a crime. Now, out in the gambling centers of the world right now, the bookies are saying it's an even bet that Donald Trump will not complete his first term in office, that either he will resign or be impeached or assassinated. I'd like to disagree with them, but that last one is a very real possibility. I don't think he's going to resign. He's not a quitter. And I don't think he's going to be impeached, but definitely taking him out through wet work is a reality. Now, there's another point of view over here at naturalnews.com saying basically the radical left in just 10 days, 9 days actually, 8 days actually, will attempt to overthrow the U.S. government, and they are going to fail. And apparently these liberals are delusional. They really think there's a chance that if they start a ruckus, that the entire nation will rise behind them. And by the way, have you seen all these corporate media polls saying how, you know, Trump's approval numbers are down at 30%? He hasn't even done anything. And already they're saying, oh, the American people can't stand him. But apparently, according to somebody who actually infiltrated one of these liberal groups, the plan is supposed to start as protests that will then trigger rioting, followed by occupying of federal buildings, followed by a declaration that someone else is the legitimate president of the United States. Like I said, they're not going to be happy until they start a civil war. Now, I don't think it's going to happen, because we've been hearing all these dire warnings about how the liberals were going to do this and the liberals were going to do that. And right after the election, they were rioting and causing property damage, ironically enough, in the cities where Hillary had won, which didn't make any sense at all. And so they didn't get any traction. But I'm not the only one saying we're faced with a civil war because Hillary's backers will not accept that they lost the election. They don't feel they should play by the rules. The rules are fine when they work for the candidate. Remember during the primaries when Bernie Sanders kept getting the majority of the popular vote, and somehow or other, Hillary wound up with the delegates. Didn't say anything about the fairness of the delegate versus popular vote system back then. It was only when it worked against her it became an issue. So there's a lot of very angry people out there, but I don't think there are as many as they think. We've had a month to calm down. I think the vast majority of people who are out there screaming about Hillary and Trump and everything, I think they've calmed down, especially the ones who weren't being paid to be there. And we know that some of them were. Like I said, the factor that they're not including in their calculations is that we are entering a very hard winter, snow all over the country. We could easily see the inauguration take place in the middle of a blizzard, and that is just going to shut down any ideas about disruption and paralyzing the city. All right, let's talk about the war zones. A lot of stuff going on out there. The Syrian army is increasing their activity near Al-Bab, and apparently they carried out airstrikes against terrorists south of the strategic ISIS-held town of Al-Bab, which is under siege by Turkish forces. Apparently those U.S. Stinger missiles have not gotten to them or are probably not working. These things do have a shelf life, by the way. The Syrian government forces are gaining the momentum against militants in Wadi Barada area northwest of Damascus. Now, four more settlements in Syria's Damascus province have joined the ceasefire plan. They're all on board with bringing this war to an end. What do we see here from the United States? They're still spinning and lying again, trying to sabotage the ceasefire. Trump's pick for head of the CIA, Pompeo, was out there saying Russia's doing nothing to aid in the defeat of ISIS, which is a flat-out lie. But again, he may be pandering to what he thinks Congress wants to hear in order to be confirmed. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab a phone call. Brandon from San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, just calling in to let you know that Calexit has formally been suspended due to California sliding off into the Pacific.
Okay.
Getting a lot of rain out here.
Yeah, somebody sent me some big...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, somebody sent me some pictures of the snow up in Oregon. It is just intense. It's in our reader's letter section. Please continue.
So, caught the show yesterday. Those tanks and mentioned, I'm sure you remember, they also purchased some aircraft and got caught painting them in the Russian colors. I don't know if you were on.
I don't recall that was Ukraine who did that, but the U.S. was caught painting, I think, some F-16s in Russian colors. They claimed it was for training purposes only, though.
Correct. Now, I really think you hit on something with this. It really is like a smoking gun. And frustratingly enough, I don't think anyone else is covering this. InfoWars, for example, they're going into some areas that, you know, kind of dancing in circles, but this really does seem to be a smoking gun. And if we can get out in front of it with you know, these other independent media, it really would put a damper on their false flag.
Well, that's why we put it up on the website. I keep bumping it to the top. I posted it to all my social media. And as I indicated yesterday, the Rivero's Rangers have an assignment to grab that story and its commentary and post it to their social media. When I posted it to my social media, I said, please make this go viral in order to get it on out there. Because the only possible reason for Ukraine to buy these junk T-72 tanks, which are not really usable for any kind of combat, and Ukraine doesn't use the T-72 anyway, is to basically paint them in Russian colors and use them to stage a false flag, a repeat of the Gliwice incident.
Yes, I actually went online after you mentioned that, and I looked around, and there is a little bit of a buzz surrounding those tanks. Once again, I do think this is kind of the smoking gun. So, just real quick, I hate to say this, but I feel as though these Obama psychopaths are going through the motions, giving appearances. They're preparing for transition out of the White House, but it's all smoke and mirrors. I mean, we're going to know in a few days whether or not, but it just seems like they would not stack the deck with all these troops and make these moves. Just to hand it over to Trump. I mean, this just seems like we're DEFCON you know, 4.
You got it running backwards. DEFCON 4 is things are almost calm, and it goes back down to DEFCON 1, which is war is underway. If they're really going to do something, it's going to have to happen this weekend, because it's going to take at least a week for the NATO forces to get far enough into Russia to force a response by Putin, and then the war will be on in a way where Trump is going to have a very, very hard time shutting it all back down. If it doesn't happen by the inauguration, then we've bluffed them back down by pointing out the obvious false flags, and we can maybe breathe a sigh of relief that we're stepping back from the potential of a nuclear war.
I think it would make sense for Trump to call these chess moves out on Twitter and say, listen, you know, this doesn't make any sense what you folks are up to, you know. In fact, it may be unprecedented. I'm sure you might know better than I, but to put this guy, push him to the cliff, and then say, okay, here are the keys, you know, it just doesn't compute. And as much as I hate these folks, they do have some bit of logic and pushing him into a corner. I mean, there's got to be, I don't know, like, I don't think they're going to go away smoothly. I don't think they're going to leave office cleanly.
I think you're absolutely right. They're considering what they can do. The question that's going to restrain them is, can they succeed? Nobody wants to start something this dramatic and fail, because then you're looking at treason charges and death penalty. But again, as I keep telling everybody over and over again, our most powerful weapon against false flag starts for war is doubt. If we can make the perpetrators doubt that their official story will be believed, they'll call it off. And that was one of the reasons why I got that T-72 article out there again, why we talk about possible cyber attack blamed on Russia, why we keep reminding the world over and over again of all the times wars have been started with lies, fraud, and deception, in order that the planners of these things are going to be looking around with their finger hovering over that go button and saying, I'm not sure we can pull this off. I'm not sure the American people are going to believe the official story. And they'll back off.
Last thing, Mike, you mentioned that you had some type of contact from the Trump administration. I don't know if you covered that or not today, but hopefully someone's listening and we can get a tweet out or someone. We see what's coming and just call him, because people respond. When he tweets, it does not go unnoticed. And I think he's his best advocate to foil these fools. On that note, I'm going to let you go, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. Yeah, absolutely. Donald Trump knows that the corporate media is still adversarial, and he wants to carry his message directly to the American people through Twitter, through other social media, through the independent media. And frankly, at this point, I would ignore anything the corporate media says about Donald Trump from this point forward, especially after the Pissgate scandal. Because they're just making this stuff out of thin air to try and damage him. At this point, why waste your time on Fox or CNN or any of these? If I could call my cable company and say, get him off of there, I definitely would. But they're required that you get the propaganda channels along with your home shopping network and the rest of it. But again, Trump is going around them. And he is very clearly an anti-establishment candidate. But this issue of war, that we have to keep a close watch on, and we have to keep sharing with everybody that the U.S. government has lied to start wars before. They've staged incidents. They've set people up to be killed in order to rile the people up in support of war. And there's every indication they're getting ready to do that again. And the only thing that will stop them is if the planners look out of their windows in Washington, D.C. and say, you know, the American people aren't going to buy this one. Doubt is our most potent weapon against these false flag planners. Now then, getting on back to Syria, the U.S. Department of Defense announced it's still killing people over there in Syria. And they're admit funding and arming the terrorists. because, hey, that's our job. We need to get Assad out of there. He won't do what we tell him to do. Now, to nobody's surprise, Russia is seeing this massing of arms, weapons, soldiers all along the border in Poland as a threat. Of course they're going to see that. If we saw thousands of Russian tanks, personnel, aircraft, missiles on the Canadian side of our northern border, we'd be pretty nervous, wouldn't we? It stands to reason. But Russia is not the aggressor here, because we don't have thousands of Russian tanks and aircraft and missiles and troops on the Canadian side of our northern border or the Mexican side of our southern border. We don't have Russian battle groups sailing around the Gulf of Mexico. Now, to no surprise, Russia has deployed an S-400 missile regiment around Moscow. It is now effectively on combat duty, high alert, and I imagine it will stay that way until January 21st. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat. You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down. casa tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we just now reposted that YouTube video of John McCain's making recordings for North Vietnam, for which he should have been charged with treason, but was saved by Richard Nixon's blanket pardon on all returning POWs. And you need to understand the McCains are hereditary servants of Israel, because it was John McCain's father, Admiral John McCain, that was in charge of the cover-up of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. So it's a family thing. It's a family affair, so forth and so on. I've also had a couple of people who wrote on in to remind me that, in point of fact, it was Barack Obama who took down the bust of Winston Churchill and replaced it with one of Martin Luther King. It's a big building. Can't they have both? Anyway. So, as I mentioned before, this is an important story, and this is probably the most important story for you to share with everybody this coming week, this coming weekend. Back in 2014, Ukraine bought a bunch of old junk T-72 tanks from Hungary. They paid $8,500 a piece for them, which is their value as scrap metal. Most of them cannot even move under their own power. They're useless for combat. Ukraine does not use the T-72, so even the parts are worthless to Ukraine. But Russia still uses the T-72. And when Ukraine bought these tanks from Hungary, they were shipped around Europe through a very circuitous route and then into Ukraine, trying to hide the fact of where they were going, but they got caught. So you have all these T-72s, which Ukraine doesn't use, can't use. They're junk. They can't be used to fight. The only possible reason for Ukraine to get those was to paint them in Russian colors in order to manufacture a phony Russian invasion of their border. And those tanks are still there. They could still do it. And as far as aircraft, it's very easy to change the markings on an aircraft. Just a couple of cans of paint, some work, and you're there. When Israel first attacked the USS Liberty, the planes that were flying had no markings at all. It wasn't until the Israeli torpedo boats came on out with Israeli markings that the Liberty understood who really was attacking them. And the only reason those torpedo boats came on out was because the air attack failed to sink the ship. So this is very important, because right there is the means to stage a new Gliwice incident, to basically drag these tanks out somewhere on the Ukrainian side of the border or the Polish side of the border with Russia, bomb the heck out of them, and then take pictures and plaster them all over the media saying, "See, we've stopped a Russian invasion. The war is on." Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. Got to take a break. We'll be right back after station identification.
Getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.